All right, welcome to the new Sons of Liberty. We are back. It's been a month since we've been on here.
Yeah.
Way too long. So we have...
Chicken.
And special guest, Amanda's here. Woo!
Hey, babe.
Hey, guys.
So she's here. She's going to discuss American history, the current state of the political system in the United States.
And nurse life.
And sex tips for you guys out there. All right. So we're going to start with how gross China is and the fact that they're spreading a disease across the entire planet.
Yeah. Well, nobody really knows how bad it is because they're a communist country and no one knows the hell's going on over there.
Yeah, they don't report shit.
The numbers are different every day, you know?
Did you see that thing Joey shared where someone took, like, a satellite image of China and they're burning massive amounts of something?
Yeah.
And I was like, they're definitely just burning bodies.
They probably are. Freaking, there was videos of them just spraying freaking, like, I don't know what type of gas in the street to freaking kill the virus or something like
Jesus
that.
Jesus Christ.
Or spread it. I don't know.
Or spread it, yeah. I mean, you know people. that it was a you notice the Hong Kong protests are over.
Oh, really?
Because of this, the streets are completely cleared. No, that's what it was. It's all a plan. It's all a communist plan. Fucking commies.
Should have got rid of them a long time ago, huh?
I mean, we tried. Patton was right. We should have taken out the Soviet Union after World War II.
That would have been freaking epic.
Because, you know, you Patton, imagine that? Patton, after we won World War II, he literally, his thing was, we need to invade the Soviet Union right now.
Oh, we would have annihilated
them. Patton was like, we need to invade the Soviet Union immediately. And the U.S. government was like, no, we're not doing that. Like, but, you know, look at where we are now.
Yeah.
China's a world power and commie as fuck. I fucking hate communists.
It's fucking crazy.
Fucking Bernie Sanders.
Fucking trying to control everything, too. Fucking... So, usually, because of freedom of speech and, you know, we like our freaking privacy and stuff like that, we wouldn't like fucking Google and Apple and stuff like that. But, apparently Google won't let Yahweh use their servers. They can't.
That's probably a good thing.
It's fantastic. Same thing with like all the the Android stuff. Like you can't. Like Yahweh has to make all of their own like apps and everything like that. They can't use everything.
Really? So it's because Apple not letting them use their
Apple's
shit
not
either?
Letting them use their shit either.
They all have
like secondhand Huawei apps. So like
garbage-ass Chinese versions of things.
Garbage-ass Chinese versions of everything, which is really cool, because it's like, fuck you. Yeah. We're not like,
oh, and I'll be straight up and say it. Fuck China.
I hate
China. Yeah. I don't hate Chinese people, but the nation-state of China is fucked.
Oh, it's
They're
fucked
evil.
Up.
They're fucking evil.
Absolutely.
And fuck them. And if you listen to this and if you think China's a good country, then go live there. Fuck you.
Terrible place.
Get the fuck out of the United States. We
you
believe
go poop
in freedom.
A hole.
We believe in freedom and liberty for all. Not some fucking tyrannical government like them. We're not about that.
Fuck that.
About freedom and this.
You can go
bitch.
Poop in a hole over there and fucking eat rats that are hanging in the fucking streets and stuff like that. Well, I'll take two rats and you guys can keep the tails.
This is a belligerent podcast. Let's get it.
Fucking. But yeah. All because of bat soup.
Fucking bats. God damn it. They had to eat those bats, didn't they?
Some baked bat.
Oh, baked bat.
Baked bats.
I wonder if it was seasoned well.
Creepy fucking people.
Oh.
Their market's full of fucking bats, cats, and fucking rats.
Bats, cats, and rats.
And probably right. Dogs, too.
Dogs. Yeah. That's the new name of the podcast. Motherfucker, I was going to take that beer.
I'm
just busting your balls.
You can call me for a beer emergency in a few
beer
minutes.
Beer emergency! But, our special guest here is gone. Oh, no, she's lost.
She's still there. She's still there.
All right, let's get her involved before she falls asleep.
All right, what do you think about the health risks of...
the coronavirus.
The coronavirus and bat soup.
And make sure you speak up.
There is no fucking risk at all.
Really? That's from a medical professional.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay. Why?
There's just all these, like, reports that say that the flu is more deadly than the coronavirus. I mean, we have people coming in all the time saying, oh, I think I have the coronavirus. I've had a cough and a fever. Like, no, you have the fucking flu. Like, you know, people die from the flu. People don't die from coronavirus. Except that one person who probably had coronavirus and the flu.
Okay. All right. Well, there you heard it.
Well, there's your medical opinion from a medical professional. What's the grossest thing you've ever seen in the emergency room?
Probably the toes.
The toes?
Tell that story.
You have to describe the toes story.
It's hard because they don't get to see the picture, but
we can post it.
No.
No?
No, I can't have you post that.
Okay, never mind.
You just gotta tell the story.
A patient gave me permission to take it, but I can't like post it. But some guy came in the middle of the night with his dog had, so he had diabetic neuropathy, so his toes are like basically numb 24/7. So his dog chewed off all of his toes on one of his feet, his right foot, because it was his driving foot. And it was just gory and awesome. And so not gross, because I don't think it's gross, but anybody else would think it's gross.
So dog eating the guy's toes.
Yeah. Word. And his dog's name was Toto.
That's hilarious.
Small, tiny, like 25-pound dog, he said. And, yeah. Shit's awesome.
Damn. Well, there you have it.
There you go. Grossest medical story of the day. What's your sexiest medical story?
There's nothing sexy.
Okay.
There is.
I thought you were gonna mention the doctors you were talking about the last time.
Oh yeah, I mean there's plenty of honey doctors that my
damn it all
fiance gets all fucking butthurt about.
Yeah.
They look just like you with the beard and the hair.
This scum.
I just want to rub my fingers through their hair.
They're already involved with the government. They're working for the fucking.
We're all working for the government.
None of you are working for the government. What the hell are you talking about? You all work for a private hospital.
Yeah, yeah. They're working for the big farms controlling the government.
Yeah, but that's not the government.
What
taking
is he talking
babies
about?
From
help me,
from
James.
Parents and fucking shoveling them off, making them nice and comfortable.
What are you fucking Alex
harvesting
Jones?
Their organs.
What are you, Alex Jones?
Yeah.
Fucking. I see a knight. Anyway.
You probably harvest a lot of organs over there in Brockton.
Mm. Well, we call the people that do that. We don't do that.
Do y'all do abortions at the hospital?
I mean, no. People come in having spontaneous abortions, a.k.a. miscarriage.
No, that's not... I mean,
I have a picture on my phone of a little 12-week fetus.
That's horrible.
That came out of someone's couch.
That's awful.
It's fucked up. Looks it's like really a fucked alien. Up. But how much was that? 12 weeks?
12 weeks.
So that's 3 months. It looks like a humanoid at that time.
It had like little legs, little arms, and like people can still like, I mean, I'm all about being pro-choice.
So am I. It doesn't change the fact that you're killing a human being.
Right. Like the fact that people can abort a baby up to, 12 weeks or whatever it is now.
It's different depending on the state, but...
It's fucked up.
Well, I do too. Yeah.
I mean, that was a miscarriage. That's different.
Well, yeah, that's obviously different, but still.
But it looked like a little tiny baby.
It's a human. It is a human being.
Like, at that point, it's pretty much murder if it's healthy, you know? Like...
Yeah.
It's crazy.
But, I'll say again, I'm pro-choice. All the way. 100%.
Yeah, if you're not going to be able to, like, care for that child 100%, then you know, and if you, if adoption's not in the cards for you, then whatever. Do what you gotta do, but.
But.
We make the babies comfortable.
Make them comfortable. But, you know, pro-choice in some places now is after birth. You can't abort the child.
Wait, what?
That's
well, you don't know about that?
This is real.
After birth?
In
Virginia, especially.
You can kill the child?
Yep.
Well, they call it abortion still.
In Virginia, it is illegal to...
It's abort. Legal.
Abort. That's what I said.
You said illegal.
Oh, I'm sorry. In Virginia, it is legal to abort your child after you give birth.
So when we get pregnant and find out it's a girl, we can move to Virginia?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God.
I will keep the girl. You won't have to do
no, I just right. want boys.
Boys. you hear that, girls? But speaking of the fucking shitty corrupt government, how about the fact that Bernie Sanders is going to win the nomination for the Democrats?
I'm not...
You know, y'all haven't watched it in like 20 minutes.
I don't think anybody else has a shot in hell. And I mean, they'd have to screw him, and it's not even close this time, so it would be really freaking corrupt and
noticeable. Well, I mean, Buttigieg won Iowa, and he was only 5% behind Bernie for New Hampshire.
I don't know. We'll see if they try and screw Bernie again, because they don't want Bernie. The Democratic Party doesn't.
Because they know they'll lose. With Bernie Sanders, they're going to fucking
they'll
lose.
They'll lose. I mean, they don't have a chance with Buttigieg either. He's a robot up there.
Tulsi ain't going.
They have a better chance of Buttigieg than they do with Sanders.
Probably, but... Yeah, they won't do much.
I mean, in all honesty, none of them have any chance.
None of them have any chance. That
Trump is going to win in a fucking landslide.
He's looking at that whole field and he's just licking his chops. He's like, who do I get to shit on for however many months they debate for, you know?
Dude, he just got acquitted with the impeachment trial. He's good to go.
Acquitted
he's free.
Easily, too.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't even close.
Easily.
What about Mitt Romney being a little fucking cunt?
What's up with him?
He's such a fucking pussy.
Scum. And it's like...
All that was I want my, like, 5 minutes of praise from the media.
You know what?
Do you think he would have voted to impeach Trump if he was literally the deciding vote? If he, like, if it was a situation
Oh, absolutely.
Where,
I think he would have done that. He's scum.
You really think so? I don't think so at all. I think it was all bullshit. I think he's wanting to be praised.
Why is
and everything.
He saying all that shit?
Because he wants to be praised by the media. Is like, oh, I stand up to Trump. But I don't think he would ever want to.
I hope
actually...
he wouldn't. I mean, he's been against Trump since the frickin' beginning. But, I don't get it. Like that. Obviously, a lot of politicians in the Republican Party. Didn't like Trump right off the bat, but they all got behind him.
They unified,
you know.
They were like, all right, you know, this is our guy.
Even if we don't like him that much, and he says stupid shit on Twitter, like he's our guy. He's gonna keep us in charge, you know. Like,
yep.
And for some reason, dumbass here can't seem to realize that.
Did you see that video of Elizabeth Warren like going into a restaurant? And, like, trying to, like, greet people, and no one wanted to talk to her, and no one was excited.
Really?
No one was excited she was there.
Wow.
People were like, all right, like, can you go away? Like, we're trying to enjoy our dinner.
Yeah. Who the hell wants to talk to her?
I don't know. Who wants to talk to the fucking fake Indian?
I'd be like,
you know
hey.
What's hilarious?
I would literally be like, hey, Pocahontas.
Yeah. Dude, you know what's funny? In Iowa, she lost Pocahontas County.
That's so funny.
It's so funny.
That
dude.
Is great.
She's a fucking joke. Oh! By the way,
it looks like they're in a
anybody that was in favor of Andrew Yang being elected president, yeah, he just suspended his fucking campaign, by the way.
Yeah, he wasn't going to go anywhere.
Fuck Andrew Yang, and if you supported him, fuck you too.
James hates Andrew Yang.
I fucking hate Andrew Yang. It's the biggest fucking bullshit ever. Oh, vote for me and I'll give you money. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, that guy?
Yeah. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Like... He's literally the, like, exact... He's a statist to the core. The government will control your life. And they will provide for you. Like, fuck off.
I don't know. I didn't hate him. I would never vote for him. But
I mean, I didn't
he seems like a genuine human being.
Well, I didn't hate him as a human being. I'm talking politically.
Like...
Politically, I think he's a piece of shit. As a human being, he might be a perfectly fine guy. Mm. But, I wonder what Kemba Walker thinks politically.
I bet he doesn't really care too much. He's probably liberal, but yeah.
We know Jalen is.
Is he?
Oh, he's like radical.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Most of the NBA is pretty radical liberal. I mean, if you play professional sports, or if you're a star of any kind,
or at least they pretend to be.
Yeah, but if you're a known conservative, they don't like you.
Yeah,
instantly. Yep.
Chris Pratt.
I love him though.
Yeah, but Hollywood hates him.
Hollywood hates him.
Everybody hates Curt Schilling.
Everybody hates Curt Schilling.
But, like, he's not a bad guy. He's a good person.
Yeah,
like,
he's not a bad person. Jesus.
He's a good family man, you know? He does all these charities and stuff. Yeah. But speaking of the Red Sox.
Oh, we about to dive into this?
Yeah.
So the Red Sox organization is a safe haven for rapists and pedophiles and abusers of women.
Yeah.
Straight up. So they've had...
They protected all these people, yep, too.
They've had two clubhouse attendants who were raping young boys in the clubhouse. They just brought in... They traded Mookie Betts for a guy who filmed an underage girl drunk being fucking brutally beaten by two other women. After which she was sexually assaulted by his friend, and he posted it all on Snapchat.
Who is this?
Verdugo.
The new guy we just picked up?
Yeah, the new guy we just traded Mookie Betts for. Fucking, the Red Sox suck. They're shit. You shouldn't watch them. Fuck them. Fuck Sam Kennedy. Fuck the organization. John Henry and Tom Warner can suck a cock. Fuck them. Do not watch or support the Red Sox. They're shit.
So,
you know what would have been great?
I'm still going to watch them.
Why?
I got mad Red Sox t-shirts.
Who cares? Get rid of them. Fuck the Red Sox.
I can never not love the Red Sox, but I hate the ownership. I hate the...
Yeah, so you shouldn't give them your money. You should boycott the Red Sox until they're gone.
You know what would have been great, though? If this stuff didn't come out, John Henry would have been gone. These guys that are in ownership right now, they probably would have left this year or the next if this stuff didn't come out. But they've been sweeping all this shit under the rug for years, you know? Freaking, they've been trying to hide all this stuff.
Like the chicken and bears.
They knew about their first clubhouse attendant or manager? Clubhouse attendant?
Yeah, the clubhouse attendant.
They knew about him fucking raping fucking boys and shit.
How the fuck do they not know about Stephen Murphy?
Did you know that he would force himself, he would force oral on them.
On who?
He would like push them up against the wall and rip their pants off and start blowing them. That was the first.
Stephen Murphy?
The first clubhouse attendant.
I don't even remember his name.
I don't remember. That was his thing there. I don't know what Stephen Murphy was doing.
Stephen Murphy was like taking boys in the clubhouse and fucking them.
Wrong with people.
I don't know. Do you have your phone though? Because I'm gonna play a song for the audience.
What is it?
Let me see. I'll find it. It's great. You guys will laugh. If you guys haven't already, you'll laugh your ass off.
All right.
Pull up YouTube and let me get that bitch.
Oh, that was a hard throw with the phone, man.
It was. You got YouTube on here?
But yes.
Oh, just type it into the thing.
Okay.
YouTube.com.
Scum.
Where's Safari?
I just had it open for you, you scum.
She's retarded. I don't know.
What is this phone?
I don't know why she has
it. It's right here.
You have it in a... Why do you have your internet server in a folder? Nobody does that.
Productivity.
That's dumb.
You're dumb.
Dumb.
And why don't you have YouTube as an app on your phone?
I know.
Because I don't watch YouTube.
All right. Well, apparently you do have YouTube as an app because it came up. Anyway, all right, guys. So, you can enjoy this song.
There was no background check, and if they look, they'll see I'm wrecked. I barely stopped from removing my pants in this interview. I can't take that chance. I've got my eye on the prize, but can't baptize. Minors called up to my major league. With my ejaculate, I rape, I'm a Red Sox employee. I'm gonna use it to touch kids, just like Jared Sandusky. Y'all gonna shout. Since I've got to rob, this is better than when I was a correctional officer, because the kids will all look up to me. I'm in the dugout with Mookie, looking for a fleshy bit to snag my fastball. Oh, I'm going to
touch kids,
just like Jerry Sandusky. You're gonna shower with me. I'm a Red Sox employee. I'm gonna use it to touch kids. My name is Steven.
My boss is Sam Kennedy.
Remember.
Well, that was fantastic and accurate.
Yeah. So, boycott the Red Sox. They suck. Fuck them and their sheltering of rapists.
But Benny signed on for 2 more years.
Fuck Andrew Benintendi and his stupid fucking bulldog-looking face.
Yeah. He's so cutie.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He's all right. As far as I know.
I don't know. You know anything about him. Who says he wasn't raping women?
I don't know. He's got some ugly-ass girlfriend, so...
You're just jealous.
I am.
Nah.
I got you.
Oh, ugly. If y'all can't tell, we've been drinking.
Watermelon.
I don't know what
I got it.
That's understand.
A fucking Beyonce.
It's Beyonce. Song, stupid.
I don't know that shit.
Surfboard. You're confused, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, very confused, yeah.
Don't worry about it. I'm a Red Sox employee, and I'm gonna use it to touch kids.
Did you use your Red Sox employeeship to touch kids?
No, I stop people from touching kids.
That's good. That's good. Did I you met, get touched?
No, I met Stephen Murphy though.
Did you? Did he seem rapey?
Not at all.
No.
Not at all.
Hit it well, huh?
They usually don't though.
No. Yeah, of course.
Because it's not like what you envision it as of like, oh, they like drag a kid into an alley and fucking rape them. It's very like friendly and like getting them like to be comfortable with you and not think it's weird that you're, you know.
It's a mental thing. Yeah. They play a mind game with them until they kind of give in.
But no, seriously, I'm not
disgusting.
Yeah, I'm not joking around. Fuck the Boston Red Sox. I am not buying anything from them. I'm not going to any Red Sox games.
I'm gonna make you go to a fucking game.
No, fuck that. No, yeah, fuck the Red Sox. I'm done with them.
I'm gonna remember you saying this when I'm like, hey, let's all get tickets to the game.
Mm-hmm. I'm never paying for that shit.
Like
garbage. By the way, speaking of going to games. Fuck going to the Celtics if you're not going to get loaded.
Oh, right.
You had to go again. Oh! We got upgraded down to the fucking almost courtside.
Oh, did you? That's good.
Who?
Me and my brother.
When?
That's good.
A couple weeks ago.
That's great because those new seats are awful.
By the way, if you guys haven't been to a Celtics game in a while, or if you're going to randomly be in Boston and you're going to a Celtics game.
Or a Bruins game,
do not get balcony seats. It's fucking awful.
They're so tight. Especially if you're fat or have a fat ass, you're not going to even fit in the fucking seats. It's so bad.
Even if you're just like a fucking normal fucking
person. Normal Houston, you're gonna be fucking elbow rubbing the entire game with whoever next to you.
My elbows were in your lap.
Yeah.
Like...
We were lucky that there was nobody next to us and I had to
move over.
But it's still not comfortable to sit there.
Awful.
Those old plastic seats were 10 times better than these.
I'd rather, yeah. oh, these seats are padded. I'd be like, who gives a shit? There's no room.
Yeah.
I'd rather sit on the plastic seats and have room.
Right.
God damn.
Come on.
I think he hurt him. Sorry, guys. Okay. We're watching the Celtics-Rockets game right now.
Yeah, we got this on the TV in the background. Yeah,
Westbrook hurt him. That's why he ran over.
Oh, okay. Westbrook stepped on Jaylen Brown here.
Anyway. So, are you annoyed at the fact that the Celtics didn't make any moves at the trade deadline?
Yeah, I am. That was stupid.
I thought it was, why didn't we go after Drummond?
Why didn't we go after anybody? Something. Like,
bro, Drummond went to the Cavaliers.
They're garbage. For nothing.
They're trash. They're trash.
Didn't get anything good from them.
Although, right now, that makes the Cavaliers a lot better because now they're starting front court is Kevin Love and Andre Drummond.
Pretty good.
That's legit. That's really good.
Do they have Tristan Thompson anymore? No.
Yeah, yep. They still got him.
So he's off the bench.
Yep, then. Off the bench now. But, I mean, they're so far back. They're last in the division, in the conference. They're literally.
Should have went after him. Could have went after Kevin Love.
I know. Why didn't the Celtics go after Kevin Love? Dude, I would take him in a heartbeat.
Right? That would have been an easy pickup.
Great. Especially for our style
of offense. He fits in great in our offense.
Our style of offense. I think Kevin Love would be incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible. He's not a bad defender. He can play the post. He can rebound like crazy.
We need
crazy.
A rebounder. We need a rebounder.
And just his scoring. Right. He can score from anywhere.
Right.
Shoot threes, mid-range, at the post, whatever. Do you know who is a unbelievable rebounder?
Who's that?
Cantor.
Yeah.
He eats rebounds.
But like on our team, we have guards getting 8 rebounds a game. It's like, can we get some fucking bigs that can get a rebound in here?
Tice is good.
Tice has been good.
Do you know how you know Tice is actually good? Do you know what his overall is in NBA 2K, 19, or 2K20?
Yeah, what?
2K20. He's an 80.
Is it really?
Tice is an 80 overall in 2K. Wow. He's legit. He's a, and it's accurate. He's a good big.
He's a good big.
Tice is solid, man.
He's a solid defensive player.
We just said it. Oh, do they call goaltending on that?
I wouldn't have called goaltending on that, too.
That's just stupid. I thought that was a good block.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Sorry about the long wait between episodes, guys. We just, I don't know, we haven't done one in a while.
We got distracted. We bought a PS2, and we got Star Wars Battlefront 2, and we went into a video gaming middle school stage.
Yeah, it's been a long
time. We wanted to play that forever.
Yeah,
so.
Old Star Wars Battlefront 2 on the PlayStation 2 and Nazi Zombies.
Yeah.
And it's been great.
It's been great. Yeah.
We've been having a great day. Jesus, the Celtics are getting crushed. What the hell? They're
getting killed right now. That was garbage.
That's ugly.
But yeah, we're happy to be back, though.
But we are looking for people to come on.
Yes.
Podcast with us. We really do. We want to have anyone come on. Anyone. Whether you disagree or agree with us, let us know. We'd love to have you on.
Absolutely. Especially if you disagree. We'd love to have an argument with somebody.
And I mean like vehemently disagree.
Yeah.
I want someone to come on and be like, you guys are fascists. Or like, you guys are racist and stuff like that. Because I will battle them all goddamn day.
Absolutely.
But, we're sorry there was such a long break. We hope you're enjoying this one.
Yeah. We're going to try and keep it up. We'll try and do it more than monthly,
dude, because there was a while. We're doing every week.
We're doing every week.
Every week,
Think 2 or 3 weeks is probably a good time span. Because then we get
at least 2 times a month.
Because we get a couple, we get enough events in that way that we can, we have good stuff to talk about.
Like, I mean, we can talk about that rapist dying in a helicopter crash.
Oh, boy. You're going to start it like that?
I mean, he's a
rapist.
That
was harsh.
He's a rapist.
It's true. All right. We're going to pause this. I got to take a piss real quick.
I do, too, and I need another beer.
Okay.
All right, folks. We will be right back. And, we'll pick up right where we left off about the rapist dying in the helicopter. All right. We're back.
Hello.
Bladder's empty. Full beers in front of us.
Yep.
Yeah, so what do you think of, I'm just fucking around. I mean, Kobe was a rapist, but, everyone can pretend that he wasn't, but he was. And people are like, he got acquitted or whatever. I'm like, no, he didn't. He settled out of court with that woman, and he even said, I understand that she thought it was rape. Mm-hmm. He basically admitted that that she thought it was rape.
Yeah.
This woman thought I raped her. And he was like, I understand that. Like, I understand where she's coming from.
I had never really looked at it until this stuff all happened. And I looked back at it, and I've listened to different people talk about it on the radio and on different podcasts and stuff like that. And he was an asshole.
And I'm not saying that he didn't turn around. Like, I think the last fucking years, last like 6-7 years that I've seen Kobe Bryant in the media, basketball, whatever, he seemed like a really good guy. He seemed like a great dad and really good person. And I'm not
debating that. Everybody has good things to say about him and all the stuff he did.
And that's the thing. People can turn their life around.
He definitely turned his life around. There's no question about that. You know?
But it doesn't erase the fact that he raped a woman in Colorado.
Yeah.
This
is a fact.
He dies and the media just sucks his fucking dick like he's he's a god. And it's like, you know what I mean? Like, all this love and shit. And I'm like, yo, like, is anyone going to talk about the fact that this guy raped a woman in Colorado? Right.
That one woman posted about it, and she was getting death threats on fucking social media.
Yeah.
And it's like, not that it's a big deal to get death threats on social media because everybody does that.
But isn't this supposed to be the age of Me Too?
Right.
Like, the victim.
I guess if you're a star and get along with the media, you're all good. You know?
It's fucking absurd.
You know.
And don't get me wrong, I love Kobe as a player. I love him as a player. You know what I mean? Like, he's one of the best players ever. I'm not arguing that. I'm not arguing that he wasn't incredibly entertaining and everything like that.
Oh yeah, I love watching.
But it's just this idolization and this worship of him. I'm like, he wasn't that good of a human being. Like, I'm not saying at the time that he died, he wasn't a good person. Because,
he turned it around. After that, he turned it around. You know, he became a better person. But, like, he was a scum. He fucking, that woman got a rape kit immediately.
And the police found that she had been raped.
They found that she had been raped. He threw a fucking t-shirt with cum at the cops.
Yeah! What the hell was that?
Did you hear
that? Yeah, I was about to bring that up. Yeah.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah, no, Kobe Bryant was a piece of shit.
Yeah.
When he was a younger guy.
Yeah, he treated the cop like shit. He added like shit through that whole situation. And there were other situations before that where he acted like an asshole. But he turned it around and like became this, great light in the media and he did the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and he did all these other charities and stuff like that, and he's seems like a great father. I mean, obviously not the best husband, clearly, because he was married when this happened.
Yep, he was married to Vanessa when this happened. And is it fucking horrible that him and his daughter die in a helicopter crash? Yeah, of course it is. That's not what we're saying. But it's just this bullshit hero word. Like, I understand it. Right when it happens, it's like, oh my god, this is horrible.
When it happened, I was like, oh my god.
What?
Amanda was sitting there telling me, and I was like, no, we didn't. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah. I was like...
And like, but now, it's still going on. Yeah. This worship of Kobe. And I'm like, what the hell? Like, you can worship him as a basketball
player. As a basketball player.
Like, he's literally, people argue all the time that he's the greatest player ever. I don't believe that. But people argue it. People argue all the time. They compare him to Jordan all the time.
I mean, he's the most comparable person to Jordan that's ever played. You know what I mean? Because they have the exact same
game. Well, yeah, but I'm talking about in terms of being the greatest.
No. He's not close to the greatest when you're talking about Jordan. But, he's up there,
He's
up there.
Top 20.
Top 20 ever. You can't. Nobody can take him off the top 20 list.
Definitely number one rapist, though.
No. I don't know. The other guys.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Someone's going to listen to this and get so fucking pissed.
You know what?
fuck you.
We're just spewing out facts here, you know? We're like...
unfiltered
we're not, truth. We're not trying to make him sound like a bad guy. He did this to himself.
Yep. Well, he did it to her.
He did. Yep, he did. He did. But yeah, I mean... he did turn it around. Great fucking comeback. Like... no one said anything. This didn't linger with him throughout his career. Which is like... he did his work to freaking try and mend this throughout his life, and he did a pretty good job of it. So, because people are attacking them when they bring it up after his death right now.
Right.
But yeah. One thing I thought of though, even if he did turn around and he wasn't a bad person after this, or if it just came out after he died or something like that, if he wasn't good with the media, or if he was just... even if he was just a conservative, they would be all over him. This would be the only thing they'd be talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if that was known. But...
why is your dog trying to eat the couch?
I don't know. He nibbles at the couch all the time, and I don't like it. Chili head. He's ripped a few holes in the last couch cover we got. And this one, too.
Scum.
Scum. But yeah, that's Kobe for that.
Yep. What else we got on our list?
Sucks he's gone, though. I mean, I...
oh, it's horrible. Horrible. He's dead. Jesus Christ.
You know, I thought I'd see him... I mean, he hadn't done many analyst things, but, like, I thought I'd see him, like, in the future, like,
yeah,
come on some game or something like that. You know.
Oh, sad, man. We grew up...
he was
up,
great with younger players,
yeah,
and stuff like
and we
that.
Grew up with Kobe. Like, yeah. Obviously, as Celtics fans, he was the enemy, but we still grew up with him. Like, that's the thing. We grew up with him. He was the enemy. He was the
right.
best opposition that we had.
Right.
The toughest player that we had to face.
Mm-hmm. And then LeBron came around, and we hated him more.
Yeah. yeah. I mean, Kobe beat us.
Kobe beat us.
In the finals.
Yep. That sucked.
Brutal.
It sucked.
You know, it is what it is.
Yeah, he didn't have a great finals that year, but...
no.
But yeah, that sucked. Yep. So, you're doing the carnivore diet.
I am doing the carnivore diet. Hell yeah.
This kid's a straight up meat eater. Nothing else. None of that pussy bread and vegetable shit.
Well, nothing but meats. All meats.
All meats. Some eggs you said you had this morning?
Eggs are
all
right. Yeah.
Guess that's okay.
Yeah, eggs are okay.
You know, if you're a fucking carnivore in the wild or something like that, some bird leaves the eggs in the
you're
nest.
Gonna eat the eggs.
You're going to eat the eggs, yeah, so.
Right.
That
these
worked.
Were fresh eggs. I went out to the robin's nest outside my house.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
Give me them eggs.
Shoved them down my throat.
Oh. I didn't even crack them. I was just like... but, no, yeah, all carnivore diet. Carnivore diet, man. I'm trying to lose weight. I've heard nothing but good stuff about it. And I'll tell you, the biggest thing is being full. Like, earlier we were talking about it. Being full after I eat. Like... because before I was doing this, I was always hungry. Like, I could eat a full meal and still, like, and then be like, oh, I'm going to eat, like, 26 Danishes.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I eat, like, just eating all meat. You're full. You feel full. You don't, the hunger cravings are not there. Like, you're good to go. You're good to go. And I love
fantastic.
It.
Fantastic. Yeah, I definitely want to do it at some point, too. Not right now. It's not something I want to commit to forever.
Oh, no. Right now, I'm trying to see if I can do 2 weeks of it. And if I do 2 weeks, I might do a month.
Yeah.
And then that'll be it.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it's something that's good to do long term. But
I think it is, though. I mean, there's people that have done it for a couple years at a time or something like that. And
I don't know if I'd want to do that.
I wouldn't. Yeah, it's not
I don't think
fun
it's
to do that.
Yeah, well, on the other way, it's not fun. It's like, Jesus Christ, like, it's good to be...
not that bad. I mean
well, so that's the thing. That's the thing too. It's like, oh, it's that, but it's like, yeah, but I can eat all meats. Think of all the meats that you eat.
Any kind of meat, any kind of fish. You can
eat. Yeah. It's like, so I have plenty of variety in what I'm eating.
Right. You have lots of variety still. Yeah. But, no, from different people I've heard who have talked about it, who have done it, I've never really heard anything bad about the carnivore diet, you know what I mean? Like, there's not a lot of bad rep that goes along with it.
No, the only thing that people say about it is, oh, you might not get like the vitamins and minerals that you need, and it's like, well, then just take a daily vitamin.
You take a daily vitamin. It's
that simple. Take a daily vitamin, and you're fine.
And even if the people that are really hardcore with it, you can get those vitamins if you eat like
organs.
Yeah, those are where those vitamins end up when the animals eat plants. You know,
if you eat organ meat, you can literally just eat meat.
Yeah.
You can be a legitimate full-on carnivore.
Right.
Completely.
It might be different with fish, too. You might just be able to eat I don't know where those vitamins are in fish.
I don't know.
Because, I mean, there's a lot of good benefits just eating fish in general. But,
incredible.
Yeah. But, yeah, fantastic. Good for you, man.
Yeah, man, I'm excited. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying it. I'm happy even a little while ago. We ordered out, and I managed to stick to it. Probably more sugar on there than I'd want. Cause but I just did wings.
You're not doing a super strict version of it anyway.
No, I'm doing the relatively relaxed version of it, but just all meat, no grains, no fruits, no veggies. I'm avoiding like sauces and stuff where I can, but right now, you know, I couldn't really do anything else.
Mm.
Yeah. So what's good? We're gonna sign you up for your firearm safety course tonight, live on air.
No, I don't want to sign up for something like that. But I do want to do that.
Been saying that since we started the podcast. Yeah, I know. Like a year ago.
Has it really been a year? It's not been a year.
Probably been. It's been at least 7 months.
It's pretty dope.
Been going for a while.
We should figure out when the first one was.
I mean, it's on here. I can look right now.
Yeah.
Oh. Let's see. When was the original podcast? Oh, I can't look right now while we're
yeah.
Well, actually, no, wait a minute. I think I can. I'll just go into the actual. Let's see. When was the first podcast that we did? The first episode was on July 19th, 2019.
Okay.
And that was when we were still the Speakeasy podcast. If you guys have been listening since we were the Speakeasy, thank you very much for staying with us.
Yes, kudos to you guys.
And bearing with us while we like went through that overhaul trying to figure out what our podcast was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
We hope we're still entertaining you.
Yeah.
Because you guys have been with us for a while. Like, we have a really, really good listener rate, and like, you guys are great. You're awesome.
So hit the coronavirus. We didn't talk much about impeachment. We didn't talk much about that.
No, I mean, what the fuck is there to talk about?
Trump was pretty obvious.
Found not guilty, which is obvious.
I was listening to the trial one day on NPR
Jesus Christ, you listen to NPR.
My dad was listening to NPR.
Ugh.
But it didn't matter because it's just the fucking the trial. You know what I mean? They're calling up. It was when the Republican lawyers were calling witnesses and stuff like that, and they were destroying. It was just like I was listening to them, and my dad's like, and I'm like, Dad, they have no case here. They're getting destroyed. They're getting ripped apart.
Oh, yeah.
I wish Hunter Biden got called up. Oh, my God. That would have been awesome. Abby Chin. For all you who don't know, you need to look up who Abby Chin is.
Abby Chin. She's gorgeous.
She's a beautiful woman.
She has two kids now.
Is it two?
Two. Oh. Two babies.
I didn't realize she had two. Good for her.
Speaking of babies, look at Pete Buttigieg giving his his Celtics post game thing.
Yeah,
God.
If you guys don't know, Buttigieg's doppelganger is Brad Stevens. You know,
they really do. They look very similar.
Look very similar. Yeah. Brad's much more important, but
he is. He means a lot more to society. Fuck Pete Buttigieg.
You know what? I feel bad for Pete's town. You know, they're getting their city. They're getting some
South Bend.
They're getting neglected right now.
I'd be happy though. I'd be like, oh good, the government's gone.
There you go. You'd be happy.
Yeah, like, fuck this guy. Let's burn the fucking town hall down. His
good liberal followers wouldn't be so happy, though.
Well, fuck them, too.
Yeah.
Burn down the fucking town hall. How many watch lists do you think we're on because of this podcast?
I don't really fucking care. I'm sure we're on some. I don't care either. I'm sure we're on some.
I'll kill all of them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, this is America, baby. We don't play that shit. We fight against that government garbage, tyranny. Dude.
Fuck Tierney. That bitch.
That bitch.
I don't think we're on that many. Fucking. I hope we're on more, though. Fucking.
I'm down to be on as many as we can.
Yeah, dude. The more we're on, the more listening we get, so.
Yeah. More like Galactic Conquest. Conquest?
Gonquest.
Gonquest!
Yeah, I could fuck with some of that shit.
Right? Let's get it. We'll catch up with y'all next. Oh God, I'm like getting licked by the puppy.
We're going to get some Galactic Conquest and conquer the universe.
Anyone who's just listening to that, let's get Galactic Conquest. And then, I'm getting licked by the puppy. Yeah. The fuck is going on?
This shit happening.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Until next time. Stay free, fight for freedom, fight for your rights. If you're gay, you're trans, you're straight, you're hetero, you're homo, you're man, you're woman, you're bi, queer, you're whatever the fuck you are. You're an American, you fight for your freedom. We stay united. The government's the enemy, not each other. Remember that. Liberty!
Liberty!